circus party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
The monster coming along.
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Main power to maximum. Biogenic generation engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes. Yes.
It's time for the
Jimmy Doan Show. I'm alive!
The Jimmy Doan Show.
That's it.
Saturday, December 30th.
Yeah, the last, but this, I have no doubt that this is the last one of the year.
Absolutely.
Now, before we finish this show,
yeah.
I want to see if we can get some predictions.
Oh, yeah.
For next year.
We got it.
Before we get started, we got Jack Rhodes here.
Jack is here.
Jack is here, and in rare form.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Engineer Eric, of course, running the show, so we're in pretty good shape there. And Jimmy Doan, Curtis the attorney, whom I wish we had here today, because I had some legal issues.
Well, someone had to go party for New Year's.
He's at the beach.
Oh, good.
Surf and sand.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, that's right. Not different from the hangar dogs. Let me put it this way. It's all white in both places. Hangar dogs, however, are in 10 feet of white, cold snow.
Right.
And
blister-causing.
That's right.
And frigid.
Well, of course, and Counselor Curtis is in blister-causing peat sand white.
That's right. Burning your feet.
Burning your feet. That's right.
All right. Well, I'm excited. Last show of the year, as you pointed out. Jimmy, it's going to be a great one. We've had a great year. We've come a long way. We want to appreciate ZTLK out there. Listen to us on WIRNonline.com. Mm-hmm.
Well, we will be.
Or, it of looks course, like. JimmyDoan.com.
That's right. Well, if we could get one of these days when the servers come down in price, we'll just put it right here in the room.
We will have the Whopper.
That's right.
The Whopper.
Right here, baby.
That's right. So anyway, I didn't go through to say hello, but we do have a usual fella from Morocco and the Ukraine. You got a new guy from the Ukraine.
All right.
People are still looking. It is interesting that most people are either coming through Hangar Dogs or they're searching us on Google and finding us with Jimmy Doan for some reason. Although, interestingly enough, Fidel Castro came up as a search term.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that's
all
about.
I think he was a listener, too, for a while there.
Well, we're going to talk about Fidel. Let me run through the list here.
All right. We have a list.
We actually have a list. I put it together, 10, 15.
It's been a big week.
It has been a big week.
For a lot of people.
Well, there's deaths. A lot of deaths.
There's a lot of people's last week.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Ha ha, the king is dead. Sad man is dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Saddam Hussein.
That's right.
Hanged.
That was this morning, hanged. And you saw the video of that, right?
I did see.
You saw the video of the actual lynching or just...
No, I didn't see the final lynch. But I saw the preparation as they walked him to the gallows and placed the noose around.
But you can bet that on YouTube it's going to be watched 10 million times.
Yeah. As soon as somebody gets to get a link to that.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
They're going to be editing in sound effects.
And then
of course Jib Jab will probably come up with something.
Right.
You know, they're the ones that did the parodies on the election.
Absolutely.
The viral.
So you don't know if he was kicking and screaming and dancing and singing.
He looked pretty calm, cool, and collected.
I think, of course, the question is, did they do the knot thing so it broke his neck, or did they have him dance around? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Ooh. I mean, it would have been fun to watch the old dance trick.
Right.
Because there is, I don't care who you are, there is a natural tendency if you're suffocating.
Uh-huh.
Rather than having a neck broken, if you're suffocating, there's a natural tendency to try and avoid that.
Right.
Ooh.
And I would have untied his hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still unclear as to who all observed the killing.
We'll find out. Again, let me tell you what happened. Of course, as you know, it was, I guess we're going to do this before I get to the list, eh?
But we're doing it.
This is the big news of the day. I don't know how many people watched, of course, but if it's all totally videotaped, everything's videotaped, then, like, who cares?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who was actually there? The dancing thing, I think, would have been nice. I'd have untied his hands and watch him thrash around a little bit for some fun. But
on pay-per-view.
On paper, at least pay-per-view. Right. As somebody said, how much money could you have made? You could have bailed out Iraq with a pay-per-view, just that.
Right, right.
That would have been it. No need to sell oil.
Right. You're promoting the pinata method, is that what you're saying?
I would say that if you're gonna do it. But again, like, to me it's so anticlimactic. What happened was, last night, they're like 6 or 7 or 8 hours ahead of us. So it was going to be at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning, which is about 10 o'clock or so last night. Well, in the middle of all the shows on the regular networks, they busted in
right. And
said, hot news, hot news, hot news. And, of course, Fox News and CNBC and CNN and all of them were
it was
like 24/7, except it was like 24 minutes. But, I mean, the point is, everybody suddenly, this was all the big news. And they were literally minute by minute. He is now being led to the execution chamber. He is now having the rope tied around. No video or anything, just people talking. And, of course, they had the obligatory pundits. They had, you know, General so-and-so from someplace or another, and then some professor of Middle Eastern studies. And, you know, what do you think is going to happen? Every one of these 9 channels that I watched all had their own individual pundits. Sure. that were saying there's going to be riots in the streets or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's going to be shooting, or there's not, who knows? I mean, why would anybody sit around? I was upset because the movie that I was watching at the time got interrupted, and so
on. Oh, no,
it was the best part.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I clicked the whole thing off and went back to DVD. I mean, the thing is, this shows you there's a word for this, when you have a puerile, not, I don't know if the word is puerile, puerile interest in something. There's a word that...
That can be the word of the day, though.
Well, puerile. It could be. Anyway, it's this overarching interest in the sensational, and I know there's a word for it, and Jimmy, of course, has...
We're looking for it now.
No, not really. It's distilled out of his brain with all the alcohol. My intemperate youth washed that word away. Anyway,
urinated out.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Yes, we got sweated out a long time ago with a bottle of vodka. So the deal is that who cares? That's right. my answer is who cares?
Right.
I personally do not care at all.
You don't?
I would watch the dance routine if you would do it and see if you maybe do a little break dancing.
Only entertainment.
They call it break dancing, and that's right, new term. For it.
Anyway, I think that it will lead to some topics in the future on the Jimmy Dolan Show. We will be talking about this
and
the effects it has or doesn't have, that kind of thing. So, all right, well, let's get into the list. But
because this actually, the list does include some of this, what you just mentioned, about the future and what the Democratic Congress is going to do and predictions for next year. But anyway, what I have is health, started off the things that occurred to me during this last week.
Well, I'm sorry, just on debt, also James Brown.
Oh, James Brown, right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the big deal was also Gerald Ford.
Former President Gerald Ford.
Ford, mauled by lions. Yeah. Did you see they were rolling that, it was on YouTube, the Saturday Night Live with Dana Carvey.
I wanted to see that. You know what happened was, it might be on YouTube, but when I clicked on it, not on YouTube, but through AOL or something, the audio didn't come through.
This was a Saturday Night Live skill.
I know this, but
Adam Sandberg and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's another one.
Oh, that's another one?
No, we're talking about when Dana Carvey impersonates Tom Brokaw.
Right.
And he's sitting there and he's going, you know, President Gerald Ford killed himself today. The thing is, he wanted to take a vacation. And so, you know, he wanted to be able to cover it. They were on presents. He was like doing future possible stories.
Right.
And so, you know, he was, you know, well, he goes, now what are the chances of Gerald Ford getting hit by a small airplane while skydiving, you know? He goes, well, it's going to be a big story, and unless you want Dan Rather to break it, then you're going to have to do pitch. Just so read the thing.
We'll talk about
that. So YouTube, of course, one of the big deals of this last year. Also, so the Gerald Ford, to go on that just a moment.
We're going to pinch this one off.
No, I'm going to pinch it off with this one thing, and that is the headline in New York City, the headline in the New York papers was, Gerald Ford dropped dead. And let me tell you why. New York City, the headline was New York City to Gerald Ford dropped dead. Here's the reason why. When Gerald Ford was president, New York City was in bankruptcy. They needed a couple of billion dollars to bail their butts out. They went to the federal government, and the federal government, the headline in New York City was federal government to New York City dropped dead.
F-U.
30 years later,
they finally got
it back. New York City to Gerald Ford, dropped dead. And the reason is that New York City, of all the places, is not going to have a recognized day of mourning. The state, I believe the state is, all the federal government, no mail delivery, all the federal governments are closed. A lot of the schools, a lot of the things are closed as a national day. They've declared a national day of mourning, except New York City. Note to Gerald Ford, drop dead. We're not going to do it. All the New York City offices are open. So that's their big deal. I thought that was... Well, again, you had to be here. None of you guys were. You had to be here, and it was... That's what makes it all kind of fun. Anyway.
Running down the list.
A lot of health stuff came up. One is the diabetics in the workplace, and this is... I'm asking, is diabetes the new AIDS? And we'll talk about that a little bit. U.S. is sued over dropping... benefits for the disabled, and I keep telling you that universal health care is no health care, and we're going to talk a little bit about how they're dropping the benefits. And along with universal health care, of course, as you know, there is universal health care in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? If you're Castro, you don't do the Cuban thing, man. You get the guy from España.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor from España, he says, he's okay, man.
He's okay.
So that's right. Anyway, then the next thing is the Justice Department, and then this is in the noose tightening department.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Department's database stirs privacy fears. Do you think? I wonder. Is the Justice Department keeping a database on all the Americans? I don't know. Who's worried about that?
Could be.
Bush supports the Democrats' call for minimum wage. I don't know if you know this, but on January 1st, a lot of laws take effect. I think 7 more states raise their minimum wage, and we can talk a little bit about what a joke that is in a way. FDA may clear cloned food.
Yeah, I saw that too.
But the headline is, but public has a little appetite. Okay. Katrina fraud. We talked about this, I think. Didn't we talk about Katrina?
Many times.
Okay. But
the credit cards, all sorts of crap.
And they're thinking that it's likely to balloon past $2 billion. Yeah. I'm astounded here in town. They're all upset because somebody spent an extra $10,000. People get fired around here. People lose their jobs. People, that can't. Very seldom does anybody lose their job, but when they do, it's over $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000.
As you would say, a rounding error.
That's right. $2 billion. Nobody's going to care about that. Researchers, turns out that baking, Christmas baking, that involves a lot of cinnamon and vanilla, is in the process of polluting Puget Sound. What are we going to do? Oh, woe is us.
So all the runoff is destroying.
It's ruining the environment. Another environmental thing. Okay. That's right. New rules needed.
Okay.
The other thing is the researchers, the D.C., this is another free market thing. In District of Columbia, I grew up in the District of Columbia, and I remember when I grew up there, it was a small town. There was no beltway. And you could get around okay. Wasn't all that crowded. There was rush hour. Buses were a dime. I used to take the bus downtown and everything. And yet people don't realize that from the Capitol out to the district line is 5 miles. It's that you can walk it. I mean, it's not any big deal. It's only 10 miles square.
Right.
And so it's 5 miles from the center. And of course there's a chunk that Virginia took back. So it's not actually a perfect square. Anyway, the deal is that they decided that the roads are all crowded. They just blew, they had that big thing where they blew up the bridge. We talked about that.
Yep, remember? Yep.
And the guy did it, blew up the bridge, and then they put in a new one, because the traffic is such a problem there. And, what they're going to do is, guess what? Surprise, surprise. They're going to take a market approach. They're going to start putting tolls on and having time of day charges. That's, of course, you can do now with the Easy Pass and all that stuff.
Right.
You go through at 4 o'clock and it's $5, and you go through at 3:30 and it's $2 or whatever.
All right. So we'll get into that.
The Duke rape case.
Yeah. Well, we need counsel here.
That's why
really.
I wanted the counselor Curtis here. I'm going to talk about it anyway because maybe he'll be back next week. And the last two little notes I had, Milton Friedman was also a fellow that died.
Ah, that's right.
He was, of all the people that died, he's probably the most important.
That's right.
Oh, we talked about him on another show.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I want you all, maybe you guys can come up with some predictions. Your predictions.
Woo!
For 2007.
We will look into the crystal ball.
I was amazed, there was, yes, exactly. I was amazed at how many people died this year. I mean, Louis Rookhyser.
Yep.
And
no, there was a big. Did you see the Gainesville Sun? I mean, they had a list of 30 or 40 people that were semi. Gene Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
Right. On and on. I mean, there was lots.
Right.
So this was people died this year. And
I had 3 of my friends die this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My cousin Chris, my Jeremy Kushner, and Christy McKee.
All right.
Oh my God.
Yep.
And they weren't mentioned in the paper.
No. Well, they weren't living here.
Ah, okay. Well, that's
why.
Well, either was Gerald Ford.
All right, well.
So. Control 4 was attacked by tigers.
That's right. Okay, so anyway, also wanted to mention, thank you, Hangar Dogs, for, of course, did we talk about our cups last time?
Yeah, we talked about our mugs.
Well, we can talk about the one that they have on eBay right now.
Yes!
Jimmy Doan mug on eBay.
There's a Jimmy Doan mug on eBay. What? And I understand.
It's $414.
Seriously, let me just take a look here.
Buy it now for $500.
It is. You know, the reserve is not met at $115. And they've still got 2 days to go. I mean, I'm wondering if the reserve on this is $1,000 or something.
Right.
I mean,
bids on it?
Let me just see here. Last I looked, there were about 15 bids. Let me take a quick look here and see how many.
The Jimmy Doan mug.
There are 27 bids. 27 bids, and it's up
to... What's the current bid?
The current bid is $115, and somebody named 67 Moab.
I hope you're listening.
Who has a feedback rating of 1.
Now he's got 2 because we appreciate it.
That's right.
Right there.
So,
67
Moab.
Well,
you know what gets me is they're buying the damn mug. Mm-hmm. From the Hangar Dogs, right?
That's right.
And no donations for the donation.
Right.
No, of course
not. Hello?
Well, we don't know. Maybe they're going to surprise you.
Hey, well, Jimmy.
Oh, right. Yeah, they'll surprise you.
It's
going
to get turned into
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
So
I was the one, in case the Hangar Dogs are listening I'm going to tell you. The reason they got all that second round of snow was because of my Jamaican buddy. We went over, and we put the curse on them. And we said, there'll be some more snow here, man. Hey, man, you want snow? I tell you snow. That's right. So that's why they've got it. That's just weird.
Well, hey, the market decided, Jimmy.
That's right. The market.
See, if you'd had your mug, if you'd have followed my advice.
Well, you notice there's a picture of a girl here.
Right.
Now, what we need to do is this girl is pretty much dressed with that.
Right.
That's probably why the bidding is only $115.
Right. Well, I can certainly arrange for some porn star Laura coming to hold up the
somebody
mug.
Somebody like that. That's right. We'll do better than that. So anyway, that's the deal on the mug. So anyway, by the next Jimmy Doan broadcast, it'll be sold or not, and we'll find out. We'll let you guys know.
Relisted.
That's right. Relisted. Nobody hit the mark. Well, I felt kind of guilty about bidding on my own mug. Not really, because it's an unauthorized version.
Right.
And I'm thinking, how do you get an unauthorized? I mean, I could sue them, except that they sent me 6 of them. And then the only other way was to get one of these unauthorized versions out of general circulation.
Right.
Was to buy it.
Right.
But this is like extortion.
These are counterfeit.
They're counterfeit. Well, I mean, they're fits. I don't know about counterfeit, but they might have been part of the original.
They are not officially licensed. Is that
what
you're saying?
Well, I know. And of course, the ones we have aren't officially licensed. They will be when Jimmy gets through them. That's right. Jimmy will.
All right. So, diabetics in the
workplace. Okay. This is a question that I have. One of the things that I noted, and matter of fact, I mentioned this, I believe, on the original Jimmy Doan show years ago, diabetes is an epidemic. It literally, one of the reasons that we didn't have a diabetic problem until recently, and I say recently in geologic terms, until the last 30 or 40 years, was it was not basically not curable. People died, and so they didn't reproduce. Problem with diabetes is they've got it to the point where it's sustainable, so you can have kids, and it carries along.
It passes along.
And
the BTK thing or whatever.
Well, we got to remember Darwin.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, what's interesting is that there was, I think the incidence of diabetes in like the 50s and 60s was like somewhere between 2-5%. And now it's over 20%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and of course, you're getting this type 2 diabetes, which is from the obesity, overweight, you know.
From McDonald's.
McDonald's, right.
Right.
And
it's all McDonald's.
But of course, they're
blame Ronald.
They're going hot and heavy to try and find, quote, a cure for it. And they may. But my question is this the new AIDS? I mean, the people that had AIDS, I don't know if you remember this, but when a minuscule number of people actually died,
right.
But they were important people, and they got untold millions of dollars from the federal government to try and cure AIDS, which, of course, it turns out is a fool's errand in a lot of respects because the virus changes daily. In fact, as soon as you do anything, it's like the Heisenberg principle. As soon as you cure one part of it, it immediately morphs into something else, and it doesn't cure. And so but the amount of money donated by us taxpayers was way out of proportion to the number of deaths. But they said it was an epidemic, and it was going to get worse. Everybody was going to die from AIDS. The thing is that I don't know what the number is, 10, 20,000 or something a year, and yet we have 400,000, 500,000 from cancer, from heart attacks, from smoking. I mean, there's, you know, and then not to mention 50,000, 55,000 a year that die on the roads.
Right.
I mean, the simple fact is that as a point of actual death and the money you should devote to it, AIDS would go pretty far down the list, and yet it's moved way ahead of itself. Now, the question I have is diabetes going to be the same thing? And I don't know. You know, the AIDS thing was brought a lot of people out of the woodwork because it was a gay thing. Pretty much. I mean, it was. There's
now, we're no mostly speaking domestically here in the United States.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. For sure.
We're not talking Africa.
Oh, no. No, no, that's
you
right.
Don't get us confused.
Exactly right. We're talking in the United States.
Right, right.
I mean, it is an epidemic in Africa.
Yeah,
that's their problem.
Right.
Bye. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Bill Gates. You know, Bill Gates. Okay.
Dan, take care of us.
Bill Gates.
Taking care of us.
Didn't Bill Gates put some money out there to try and stop AIDS or something in his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? He's tried to do a bunch of stuff in Africa. He did something.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I mean,
so,
it's, you know,
but here in the States.
Largest foundation. Yeah, but here in the States, he's doing nothing.
Right.
Except he's going to saddle us with this damn Vista. Now, isn't that January 7th or so? When is Vista coming out?
I don't know. I'm in total denial. I mean, I'm not. Buy a computer for sure that has XP on it before you have to buy one that comes loaded with Vista.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch that, because that's. They have said that there's going to be just, you know, there's going to be a big bump in Microsoft as a lot of people are going to replace. They're going to, and of course, all the new ones from Dell and Hewlett Packard, they're going to come preloaded.
Right. Well, I'm going to reformat them.
I see.
So there's a whole bunch of laws now on all this diabetic stuff. Too.
Right. Well, that's right. The point is exactly right. It turns out that when I say it's like the new AIDS, there was that movie, I think it was called Philadelphia. It was the one with Tom Hanks where he was an attorney.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of prejudice against him because he had AIDS,
right.
And he sued. And I never watched the movie. I don't like this kind of movies. But the deal was that people were thinking that you could get AIDS by looking at somebody. You know, it's typical, I get pregnant off the toilet seat kind of thing. if you kiss somebody on the cheek that's got AIDS, you immediately keel over and die from AIDS.
Okay. So
obviously, it had to be. As anybody knows, it had to be a blood exchange, fluid exchange, as they say.
Fluid exchange.
Right. So the fears were way overweight. Well, it turns out the diabetes is the same thing. There are people in the workplace now that, because they have diabetes problems, that is to say they might have leg problems, or they have to take insulin, or some other particular thing that is particular to diabetes, and the owners or bosses are not letting these people do this stuff. And so now the suits are starting to pile up in the courts, and they were wondering, does this fall under the ADA, the Americans with Disability Act, for instance? Well, of course, what they've said is, since diabetes is controllable, it's not a disability. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't fall under the ADA. And then suddenly all bets are off. It's like vision. You know, if you can correct if you can wear glasses, bad vision is not an ADA thing, because you can correct it. And so they've said that diabetes the same way. Well, it turns out that you can make life a lot easier for people when they have big leg pains or whatever, some of the side effects, or not even side effects. I say, when you have to shoot up every day, or you have to take your sugar every day, you have to, you know, punch your finger or do whatever it is. And people are going, ew, blood, you know, or something. And the bosses are firing people or relegating them to some inferior status at the very minimum. And what do you do about it? So that's why I'm asking, is this going to be the new AIDS? And because it does appear that there are more and more people in the workplace that are going to have diabetes, especially since now you can get it later, quote, later in life, when you're 30s and 40s, you can get the time. That it was totally.
I think even in the 50s.
Well, what I mean is that the later time, in other words, it used to be that you didn't get diabetes. You had it when you were born with it, and then you died, and that was it. This idea of having a late stage type 2 or whatever it is that's where the big explosion has been. The phenomenal explosion has been in that type there. So I don't know. Anyway, so the deal is that what we're going to see, and this all has to do with the healthcare business, and I've no doubt they're going to try and get it covered so that we all have to pay for everybody else's diabetes and so forth. And you wonder, is it a lifestyle problem? I mean, I don't know what the answer is going to be, but it's another stepping stone towards socializing healthcare. And we're going to talk about that. And let me see. Did I just finish all that?
Yeah.
I finished that. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, talk about universal health care.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Castro, have you seen his picture lately? Castro looks a little peaked.
He's not going to make it.
Yeah, well, it's funny because the Spanish doctor, of course, they...
We've known this. We talked about this three, four, however many months ago when he first dropped down. We knew. We talked about it. Raul.
Yeah.
You know, he's
taking over.
Raul's taking over. And Raul knows it. He's already bought a new car, hadn't he?
Yeah, I guess he has.
He's got some new shoes.
That's right. He doesn't have to drive around the 54 right. Chevy anymore.
Right. So, no. I mean,
no, he got the new 57 Chevy.
That's right. He moved up. That's right.
So, yeah, Fidel is looking awful.
You know, one thing, speak of 57 Chevy.
So don't be surprised. He might make it before the end of the year.
Well,
you know, he might.
Is that one of your predictions? Is Jack Rhodes saying, prediction number one, before we get to predictions, Fidel not making it through 2007.
I would feel confident in that prediction, yes.
Okay, you're going to make that
you
prediction.
You heard it here first,
that's right. Well, the thing about it, of course, is, as you know, healthcare, especially two things to consider. We just talked about AIDS. One thing they do about AIDS in Cuba is they put you in a special, they quarantine you. As soon as there's a hint that you have AIDS,
right.
you are out of society. You are in a sanitarium of some kind, not allowed to do anything, interact with them. That is why they don't have any AIDS in Cuba to speak of, is because they lock them all up. Number two, it's universal healthcare, as you know, and everybody's touted how the healthcare is so magnificent in Cuba. You know, they have literacy rate is high because everybody goes to school and free education and free healthcare. However, when it's Fidel, guess what? I'm getting somebody from Spain to come over here. I'm not going to trust my own goddamn healthcare here. I'm going to get somebody from Spain. And, of course, the guy from Spain comes along and says, no, it wasn't cancer. It's not terminal. It's something else. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
And he's going to live.
Yeah.
He's just fine. Excuse me, is that plane booked back to Spain?
Mm-hmm.
And give me my check, please.
Right.
No checks. I'm sorry. No cash.
I want
U.S. dollars, please. On my
U.S. dollars and Cuban cigars.
That's right. U.S. dollars and Cuban cigars on my way back to Spain. Bye. Vaya con Dios. Okay.
And so, then Fidel goes, see, I like that doctor a lot better.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So anyway, that's the thing. Of course, that's what you get with free health care. Mm-hmm. You get to import a Spanish doctor.
Right.
Cool. I was going to say one thing about that is going to be great for Cuba when he dies is the repository of spare parts for restorable antique cars here in the United States.
Right.
I mean, you think of all the 56, 57 Chevys and Fords and everything that are down there still running. I mean, all those parts are going to be worth some real money for the restorers here. If somebody wants an absolutely immaculate 57 Bel Air Chevy, is going to go down there and get the parts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They're going to make a fortune on those parts down there. That's going to be great fun. So anyway, that's at least a new export for Cuba, besides their oil.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Right.
The Justice Department database stirs privacy fears. Now, it turns out that it's only a couple of million, and I think it's convicted people at this point.
Tell us about the database.
The database is going to have everything on these people, everything that you'd ever not
on who?
Want to on 3 million people that are criminals.
Everybody.
Everybody that's a criminal or has been a criminal.
Us?
Well, I've been in jail.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
That's the only prerequisite.
Well, for the DOJ, of course, it's federal stuff. So we don't know. But the deal is, this is the encroachment. I mean, think about it. They didn't have a database at all to speak of. 10 years ago, there was zero. Now it's up to 3 million. If you think it's going to stop there, you're crazy. I mean, the idea is to have everybody in the database along with their DNA and possibly an RFID chip implanted.
Do you have your papers?
Well, you don't need your papers if you wave your hand.
Have your chip?
Yeah,
implanted?
You have your chip, right. And, of course, it'll be a felony to walk around without a chip.
Yeah, you took your chip out.
Yeah, exactly right.
or you have somebody else's chip.
Yeah, you have a clone chip.
Right.
Yeah, speaking of clones. Okay, but my point is that the noose is tightening. I mean, people don't understand this privacy. They say it stirs privacy fears. And I'm thinking, you think? I mean, here they've got every piece of data in the world on you. And do you think that they're going to be knocking on your front door as you see in the movies?
There they are now.
Whoa. That's a little scary. The deal is that they're going to be it's what they call the usual suspects. I mean, every time you watch these shows on TV, and I realize it's fiction and everything, but still, you got to believe there's some bit of truth to it. And here's a guy who's, quote, going straight, trying to go straight or whatever it is. And about every couple of months, he gets hustled out of bed or rousted or something because he's not a suspect, but he might know something.
Right.
And so, you know, this database, when they crisscross, you know, I'm cross-circuiting to be. That's what's saving them. Anyway, the deal is that they're going to cross-reference all this stuff. And if you think they're not going to have the Gestapo showing up on your front doorstep, you're out of your mind. I mean, this is The noose is tightening, folks. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, they confiscated my present to Counselor Curtis.
Yes. What? Now this was amazing. Yeah. You got the box shipped in from China. Like everything in the world comes from China. Well, everything well, I own.
What were you giving to him?
It was a laser. No, it was a laser pointer for doing for his. You know, he's astronomer, practicing hobbyist astronomer type person. Uh-huh. And this one was a real nice, powerful one that. You could see the beam up for like, you know, 10, 15 miles or something. Hmm. So it was a really good one.
In case he was pointing at something really far away.
Right.
Like an airplane, burn a hole in it or put a little dent in the moon.
No, it wouldn't bring down any kind of large airplane.
A small I see. No. A small one.
No, I mean, it's like 120 milliwatt, and I'm not sure what the...
I think the legal limit is only around 5 or 6 milliwatts.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. But the thing is I got some other lasers in that were... 150 milliwatts, and they didn't box cutter open those packages.
Yeah, I mean, that was what got me when I saw it.
Threw the batteries back in.
So did they give you your money
back? No, I got called them up, and I'm like, look, man, you know, where's my freaking star pointer? And, you know,
well,
They had a note in there
that was like...
It's like a Xerox of a Xerox of a million Xeroxes over.
Oh, man, you talk about the... Not only was it a Xerox, about a 10-deep Xerox, but obviously they were running out of toner.
Right.
And then they hand changed some of the stuff on there. And, of course, it said, well, according to Homeland Security, you know, paragraph, this subparagraph, ABC, whatever it was, I looked up the law,
and it was nothing about any kind. It was so vague. I mean, you couldn't.
You think?
No, it's super vague.
But that's why they get away with it.
Exactly.
It's vague. It says we can take anything if we deem it to be. And that was the word deem.
Right. Yeah, so as a free American attorney, my brother Curtis cannot get a laser pointer.
But
you know what? The rest of the world can.
Right.
Only a free American can.
That's you've hit the nail on the head.
The rest of the world, no problem. I mean, the place I bought it from had 2,800 excellent super killer salesperson.
This is on eBay.
Right, on eBay.
And of course it said, and it will ship to Canada, Nicaragua.
Anywhere except...
To ship to Cuba.
United States.
Ship to, you know, we'll ship to... East Turkestan, whatever it is, no problem. But the United States, it's ripped open with a box. And then sealed in yellow tape that says, or green tape that said, inspected by Homeland Security. And then the Xerox note in there with inks where they had...
Wow,
it said 2006, it said 2007.
Right.
They inked in some numbers to make it legal.
To make it legal.
And then sent it to you.
Right. And they cut the box so hard with the box cutter that it actually ripped into the top of the case for the laser.
Wow.
You know, this is just, again.
Wow, I want to see those papers.
Oh, I have them.
Oh, we have them.
I can email them to you. I scanned them and I sent them down to
them. Put them on jimmydoan.com.
Yeah, maybe I should.
I mean, seriously, this is. Yeah.
See your government dollars at work.
Right. Oh,
look, Homeland Security, again, what they're trying to do is they want everybody secure in their own cage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're secure.
Right.
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything.
And we'll feed you through the bars.
Right.
And you can poop out the bottom of the floor with a straw under there. And you're free to do anything else you want. And given those minimal constraints.
As long as you don't make a lot of noise.
And that's the other thing they're doing here. They have a new noise ordinance here, as a matter of fact. Speaking of that, I'm going to digress just for a second.
So what happens after the lockdown? I mean, what's going to be their goal after everybody is locked
down? That is the part I don't understand. And I want to ask them the question is, once you have us all under control, then what?
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
You won. Okay.
Okay, you won. Fine.
Okay, can we go now?
Yeah, can we? Yeah, exactly. Can I go now? I mean, exactly. Like, get out the get out of jail free card.
Right.
You know, the first question is can I go now? Can I say no?
Can I say no?
Is it okay if I say no?
I don't know. I don't think they know what the goal is. It's just this control freak thing. And of course, the other thing I look at is it's probably never enough. It doesn't matter if they had us all in the matrix. Bathed in the thing with the pipes leading out of it, it still wouldn't be enough. I mean, they go to the next step, whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just has to be when you look at dictatorships around the world and you see what they've done and how they do it. And I watched this thing on TV the other day about Che Guevara and the overthrow of Batista. And I was around then. I was only a kid, but I remember that stuff. And he was a tyrant. There's no question. He deserved to be overthrown. But then he just replaced one group of thugs with another group of thugs.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba's no better off today, really, than it was under Batista.
Right.
What's changed? Mm-hmm. Except that you get to fly in a Spanish doctor when you're dying and you're 80 years old, if you happen to be the one guy in Cuba that can do that.
And you can eat lobsters if you're him, but not
that's
the rest
right.
of the
not, That's right, exactly. Not, that's right. You can, right. You ship all your lobsters, but do you get to eat lobsters? That's right, exactly right. So anyway, the deal is that with this tightening of the news business, and you've asked the right question, and that's the question I'd like to even ask locally down here in our local Gainesville commission. Is okay. You've got your 178. Now you've got your $178 for your noise ordinance, party patrol. Once you've locked us down,
right.
Now what?
Yeah.
What's next? I'd like to know.
Pain patrol.
I would like to know what would be your idea? This is a question I'd like to ask. What would be your vision, your idea of utopia? Mm-hmm. And if you get there, can we quit?
Right.
So can you just describe it out for me? So
right.
Your vision of utopia.
Right.
And then we'll at least know where we're headed, because right now every time you don't have a goal, you just are marching.
Right.
And every time you march, you say, well, this is wrong and that's wrong. It's like you don't know where you're headed, and you're chopping down the weeds that you think they're weeds at any rate. You're distorting the market is what you're doing as you go along, but you don't know where you're headed. And I seems to me little enough to ask that as long as you guys have the guns and the law on your side and all the rules and the staff and all the geniuses up there that know what they're doing, why don't you give us an idea of the end result?
Right.
What does the mountain look like?
Because it might be cool.
I'm sure it is. Well, let me tell you, when they were doing this thing on Che Guevara, that he was a truly lefty, committed, I mean, socialist, Marxist, right. Leninist, whatever you want to talk. And he had a vision of what he called, literally, in Spanish, whatever the word was, the socialist utopia. Mm-hmm. That was his vision. It's never happened, never going to happen, can't happen, human nature won't let it happen. But, I mean, at least he had a vision.
Right.
And when Castro started to not go there totally, he renounced his citizenship and went to Africa and then went to Bolivia and to start the new socialist utopian revolution. Of course, one of the things that's interesting about these revolutions is that a lot of people have to die while you're getting there.
That's part of the plan.
I know that, but I mean, it's interesting that if we're headed for this utopia, this is where everybody's going to be happy, everybody's going to be nice people, it's going to be so sweet, flowers in the street, no poverty, all equality, it's all very nice, but in order to get there, we have to wipe out a whole bunch of people. I'm thinking, wait. If it's all that nice, you know, why do you
mow them down?
Why don't you just tell those people over there that how nice it's going to be, and they'll want to join you?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Why are you out there killing them? And of course, what you do with something like that is you legitimize violence. You legitimize the fact that it's okay to kill people for your vision of the utopia.
Mm-hmm.
And are you surprised when somebody shows up on your doorstep 20 years from now with a gun in his hand saying, this is not utopia, man. I've got my own utopia. And you're dead.
I was checking my utopia roster. You went on it.
That's right. Exactly right. So
utopia, man.
I mean, it is just one group of thugs for another all the time.
Crazy.
It is absolutely. Okay, moving on.
Minimum wage. You see this?
Can we
get into that?
Yeah, we can.
Wow.
One of the two things. First of all,
it's going up.
It's going up. Well, it's already up here in Florida. I don't know if you know, but in Florida, I think it's in Florida.
What, $5.65?
No. It's $6.15, I think, in Florida. Oh. But here in Gainesville,
I'm getting ripped off.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Think of it.
Again, donation.
Donation.
Click that button. So anyway, minimum wage.
The minimum wage. There were 7 more states, and I don't know how many there are. I think there are now something 20 or 30 states that have a minimum over or above the federal minimum wage, which is $5.15. The federal, of course, people want to, now that it's in all the states, they want to take control and have it a federal minimum wage, which I don't understand why. As long as the states are doing what they're supposed to do, that's a state function, it seems to me, and they shouldn't have to have a federal law in there. But here in Florida, interestingly enough, I believe in Florida the minimum wage is $6.15, which is slightly above, a dollar above the federal minimum wage. But here in Gainesville, if you want to do work for the city, and it might even be the county, but it's at least the city, you have to pay, I think it's $8.50 an hour plus benefits, or $10.50 an hour with no benefits, or something along those lines. In other words, the minimum wage here.
If they hire you as a third-party contractor.
Right,
to do
exactly. In other words, if they hire a janitor service, they have to promise and put on a piece of paper that they're paying all the sweeper people at least whatever that is. And it's dollars and dollars above the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So and they get away with it. I mean, they you know, what they said is there will be no loss of jobs. Nobody gets hurt by this. Mm-hmm. And of course, the usual.
No, we're paying their paychecks.
Right.
They're
well,
not too
right.
worried about it.
No, of course not. And of course, the other thing is the question you ask, obviously, is right. if that's a good thing. We've always asked this question. Nobody's ever answered is why not $20? Why not 30? I mean, what's wrong? What's wrong with this? Oh, that's too much. Well,
why is 725 the number?
Yeah, why is 725 and not 726? What happens if you only want to pay 724? Do you go to jail? And yet, if you pay 725, you're God's, you know, gift to mankind.
Mm-hmm.
On its face, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, the market can't solve that problem.
Well, again, of course, the market has solved the problem with the minimum wage. With the minimum wage, because the minimum wage today at 515 with the inflation that's been going on for the last 10 years is almost nobody gets paid that.
Right.
Because you can't, nobody will work for that. I mean, other than to make somebody that's not legal.
Right.
They might, I don't know. But the deal is the feds want to get in on this, and Bush has caved totally. I mean, this guy Bush, I'm telling you, it reminds me again, I was watching this thing. I'm going to go back to this Che Guevara thing. One of the things that Castro did when he came to power, before he came to power, he was the revolutionary. We're going to throw over Batista, and everybody loved that. In fact, a bunch of Americans joined his little rebel force. As you know, we're going to fight the evil dictator Batista, and Castro said,
"Beat him."
And Castro said, "Power to the people." We're going to have elections in 18 months,
sure.
and so forth and so on. And this is the great democracy. We'll be here, and the United States certainly has nothing to fear. Well, within 18 months after he took power, he renounced all the elections. Said, "No. This is the socialist paradise." And we're going to and he had promised everybody, for instance, the peasants or whatever, all their land. And he said, no, sorry. Joke's on you. State owns the land and you get. And so the poverty began. There were some other mistakes. The point is that he knew what he was going to do ahead of time. He lied to everybody. They believed him. And then he showed his true colors. Now, the question I have is.
And he still was in power for 50 years.
Well, and here we are with George Bush. The question is, and I thought about this before, people have asked me about this, did he run as a conservative, as a governor of Texas, and, you know, of course, he was a party guy liberal whenever he was in Yale, but in the governor of Texas and all the stuff, he's been running as a conservative. Now that he's in office, he said, you know, now that I'm here, I'm going to show you my true colors. And my true colors are bust the budget, go crazy, spend money like crazy, declare war all over the place, and, by the way, raise the minimum wage. And so now that I'm here,
sounds good to me, man.
Yeah, right. Sounds good to you.
It's good to be the king.
Yeah. You know, you wonder.
Everything's good as long as you're the king.
Exactly. Well, what does it take to get there? I've asked people. Sometimes people will have when we talk about it, philosophically, they say, would you in order to do the right thing? You know, it's Machiavelli. In order to do the right thing, would you hide your true intentions until you got to the top? And I said, personally, I wouldn't. That's right. I understand that people would, and people do.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, it's dishonest, and I have a real problem with that anymore. Didn't used to. No, I just no. I have a real problem with that. And but I suppose that there are people, and of course, with this latest cave on the minimum wage, one does begin to wonder: has there been an ulterior motive? Because of the last 6 years, George Bush hasn't vetoed anything. Everything that's come down the pike. And of course, the thing that gets me about this is that he has subscribed to just about, other than the tax cuts, which, of course, expanded the Treasury, gave windfall profits to the Treasury, which did that. But he got not only blamed, he got pilloried, mind you, for doing all these things. Can you imagine? First of all, they say tax cuts for the rich, and then all this money pours into the Treasury, and he still is pilloried. He all of the things that the Medicare, the education program that he did with Kennedy, it's George Bush's fault. He didn't do this. He didn't fund the wall, the immigration problem, the Katrina. It's all everything his fault. I mean, if you're going to be blamed for something, it seems to me you should do it. I mean, what happened was
I just saw a thing this morning on the news that showed that Bush was just voted or, you know, the most evil person.
Yep.
Saddam was six on the list.
Six. I love it.
Yeah,
oh,
know.
My God.
Yeah. So
this. But again, if the thing about it is he's done, he has kowtowed, he has bowed down to just about every liberal icon you can imagine. I mean, he has done everything, bend over, let Kennedy give it to him up the butt, and everybody else, and then this minimum wage thing, you know, and he's still, they still, it does something that I've always said before, and that is, when somebody hates you, there's nothing you can do to make them like you. There's nothing except die.
They're
and
mind,
even
they're,
then,
they're going to hate
right.
you. And mind
even,
is made up.
And he doesn't smell a lily of green.
Yeah, he escaped by dying, the son of a bitch. I had more fists to shake at him, and the son of a bitch died on me before I got to tell him off again. Right. I mean, if that's the case, of course, this is why you get a guy like Ronald Reagan or somebody who really stands on what they believe, and yeah, they get pilloried some, but when you follow through on your true core beliefs, when all is said and done, you get an appreciation for it all. It's the people that cave that are rightfully pilloried, number one, because they cave, but number two, they're going to get pilloried anyway by the people who should be loving them for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's yep. Talk about lose-lose situation. So he's going to go down in history as probably the worst president ever.
So John Edwards is running for president.
Oh, my God. Well, I think it's, who is it? Is it Neil Bortz or Rush that calls him the Brett girl? Because he always cares about his hair.
Right.
And, yeah, John Edwards, right. Boy, wouldn't that be a trip. And he's over there. Again, we've talked about this before. I'm a union guy. So he'll get the union vote. Fortunately, the number of union members in this country has dropped in half just in the past, like, 20 years. It's down to around 17 million. And, of course, all of them are public service. All of them are government workers.
Sure.
So. What would you do if you were president, Jimmy?
I'll tell you right now, he would be barred down on Air Force One. Let me tell you this much, they'd be refueling in the air. I'm not sure I'd come down. You talk about being high? Jimmy would be high for 4 years.
I'd be right behind in Air Force Two.
We'd have the Jimmy. We'd be doing the Jimmy Doan show from 40,000 broadcast nationwide. Hey, this is your president, Jimmy Doan,
flying over Madagascar.
That's right at the time. Where are the hookers? Okay.
You're a write-in.
Yeah, I'm a write-in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to get everything vetoed, mm-hmm. everything vetoed, and I mean, I would have, like they have the, in Congress, you know, they've got the auto-sign pens, those computerized things that sign their signature. Every congressman, when they go up there, has to sign their signature three or four times, and they lock it into the computer, and then when they write a letter, they say letter number 13, it runs through in the basement of the Capitol or wherever it does, and then it gets signed in ink, mm-hmm. nice ballpoint pen, with the guy's signature, supposedly. And, of course, he never sees it and doesn't care. But I would have a veto stamp. Mm-hmm. It would be like one of those spring-loaded things that was on that we used to use for Bauer Power.
Right.
And it would sit on the desk, and as soon as they put a bill on the desk, this thing would go, kooka, like this. And it would be spring-loaded. It would make an indelible impression. It would be like a, what do you call those?
Like a stamp or a seal.
A seal.
Right.
It would be a seal.
I mean,
exactly. It would go through like 14 pieces of paper in depth. You'd be able to feel it like you do, an official seal or something like that. Vetoed. Signed. J.D.
Veto.
That's right. Veto. No, there would be, I'm sure there'd be a fair amount of overrides,
mm-hmm.
but they wouldn't be my fault.
Right.
I wouldn't be, people would know where the money was being spent and how it was being spent. It wouldn't be me.
Right.
Except for gas.
Air Force One.
And two.
That's right.
The Jack Rose.
That's right. But I'm telling you, we would come down rarely. Maybe a little maintenance or something like that. Right. But it would be high time.
You each have another one sitting there.
That's right. Come to think of it, we would have to probably load up more on the booze and the food every once in a while. We'd have to resupply every once in a while.
Right. Well, but you have one already set to go.
That's true.
On the other runway. You just land, you jump out of this plane, you get in the other plane, one goes back in for maintenance and reboozing.
While you're doing the mid-air refueling, you also have an additional chute that comes down to just funnel in the supplies.
That's right. Well, it's like that. Do you remember that?
And other people, if we want. You know?
And we can get rid of some this way.
Either up or down.
That's right. No, we
tube.
That's right.
No, the beauty is we wouldn't. We could lighten the load always by just chunking them out with a parachute.
Right.
Well, someone gets a little out of control.
Yeah, that's right. Here, fly down so we don't have depressurize. Go down 9,000 feet. We got a gurd of a couple people.
That's right.
A couple of rowdies. The president, number one. No, that's it. I'd be Rowdy One. That'd be my call. Rowdy One.
Rowdy One.
All right, so I saw this thing on the FDA the
that's
other day.
That's it, done with that. Okay, yep. And that's right.
Clone food.
Well, of course, this is the thing that gets me. This has to do with the irradiation. Also, as you know, people were marching up and down saying, we're all going to turn into atomic glowing people. If that's we eat irradiated food, you're going to glow in the dark. Right. Now, the clone food is...
irradiated food, for those that don't know, is...
Is the food that they run through...
It's gone rotten. It's spoiled.
No, it's going to spoil. It could spoil.
Okay.
What they do is they irradiate it with a low level of atomic, you know, isotope or something like that, and it kills all the microbes.
Right.
So you can have meat...
Indefinitely.
Almost indefinitely, right.
And really?
Irradiated food will last, like, forever, because they kill all... Until the new microbes show up.
So fresh meat is obsolete. It doesn't matter if it's fresh now.
Right.
It's irradiated.
It's irradiated. And they can do it. They can kill the microbes in the stuff that matters. You certainly don't want to be killing the microbes in the wine, for instance.
Or
You know, the first thing they need to do is come up with a different name other than irradiated. It's going to be seasoned.
Right. It could be. Yes. It would have some atomic
enhanced
sauce.
Lasered. Or something, you know.
That's right.
Because
it's a laser. It's a nuclear. It's a nuclear thing. You're right. They could do that. They do need, it's like they named fish, you know. Right. They call some.
All right. So they had irradiated.
The mud slug fish. They call it the primo de trout. Okay. Whatever. No, you're right.
So now we're all going to be eating Elsie. Just Elsie.
Right, exactly. Well, now, it turns out that the cloning process, at least right now, is ridiculously expensive. It costs, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to clone a cow.
Right.
Or something. So they clone them it turns out you can clone a steer, for instance, into a bull.
Transgender.
But think about it. A steer is just a bull that's been castrated, so all the genes are there.
Right.
So if you have this prize steer, big, hefty thing, so you clone it into a bull, and now you've got a bull that can inseminate a jillion cows with this championship semen.
That's right.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
That's what the cloning, trust me on this, the cloning will be for breeding stock, not for eating.
His new name is El Studo.
That's right. He has
a jillion wives.
That's right. Jillion wives.
You know, I was thinking about, if I could make a few small changes when they clone me. One or two small changes.
And one or two big ones.
That's right. There could be some additions and some
all right, so all of our food's going to be cloned.
Well, the deal is
because it's cheaper.
The question is,
eventually it will be.
Obviously, it's cheaper. Right. I mean, it wouldn't do it otherwise. The market would figure that out. My point is this: that the FDA is in on this. Like, who cares? And they're clear. They said they could clear. FDA would clear cloned food in a year or so. And I ask myself, what cloning? It's not like irradiation, for instance. This cloning is like a different kind of birth thing. It's like artificial insemination, only different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same. It's a birth process. It's not like you created amino acids out of some kind of literally out of a test tube from non-life. It's not like you created life from non-life.
Right.
In fact, you have to have life to do the cloning thing, and on both sides of the equation. So the deal is that. It seems pretty obvious to me that the stuff would, on its face, the stuff would be safe. I'd say let the market, let some people start dying first and see what happens.
Well, that's it. Has it been tested?
Tested six different ways from Sunday. I mean,
The army testing it?
Guantanamo.
Yeah, Guantanamo.
I don't know what the deal is. The deal is, though, that I look at is the FDA's in on this. The thing about it is, the cloned animal, the bull that's been cloned, say, that's doing the siring of all the meat we eat.
Right.
That's not cloned.
Right.
So what's the problem? I mean, I don't see the problem here.
Right.
All right, kids, it is now my job to teach you the theory of evolution.
Oh boy.
Now I for one think that evolution is a bunch of bull crap, but I've been told I have to teach it anyway. It was thought up by Charles Darwin, and it goes something like this. In the beginning, we were all fish, okay, swimming around in the water. And then one day, a couple of fish had a retard baby, and the retard baby was different, so it got to live. So retard fish goes on to make more retard babies, and then one day, a retard baby fish crawled out of the ocean with its mutant fish hands, and it had butt sex with a squirrel or something and made this, retard frog squirrel. And then that had a retard baby, which was a monkey fish frog, and then this monkey fish frog had butt sex with that monkey, and that monkey had a mutant retard baby that screwed another monkey, and that made you. So there you go. You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.
That seems reasonable to me.
Yeah.
That's why we need cloning.
That's right. That's why we need cloning. Get rid of that. Okay, that's good.
Well, like you said, the market will decide. The
market should decide. The problem is that the guys get in there and monkey around with the market. They're always monkeying with the market. Anyway, so we'll see what happens.
Monkey with the market.
M&M. I call that the M&M process. The monkey with the market thing. Okay, this is good.
Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You just got done listening to part one of our December 30th podcast. If you need part two, you can go to jimmydoan.com and download it there or your favorite podcast directory.